Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
The AA meeting, isn't it?
Actually, I'm not going to do it. I was going to try and join in, but I think I'll mess it up. And we do have some listeners from...
from whatever accent I just made. If that's your accent, let us know.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome.
43. Mm-hmm. A big hee-hee.
What's
this thing doing?
Is that wire? I don't know. We've got wires everywhere.
Fixed it. Yeah, welcome back to another episode. I hope that you're excited to be here.
I hope you're just as excited as we are.
Yeah.
Because we're really just powering through them. We're at 43.
We are.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's almost been a lifetime,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just glad that you guys are here for the ride.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We want to apologize for last week. If you are a YouTube watcher and not a Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast listener, there was a bit of a mishap with the video.
Oh, yeah.
As
in it wasn't there.
As in it didn't exist, yeah. Well, the first half, it was the last 15 minutes were missing. So we do apologize for that. And it's a shame because I think it was like one of our funniest segments ever. And I'm a little bit biased, but anyway.
Yeah, it was one of the funniest.
I agree.
Question of the podcast, things that we've done.
Yeah, and we didn't.
The audio is still there. There's just no visual that exists.
There's a little slideshow of some fun photos of us. It's like some extra content. So you didn't miss out on anything.
Remember how a couple of weeks ago, actually not even weeks, it would have been months ago, the whole last 20 minutes of the episode just didn't upload and we just did nothing about it?
That's right. How did that even happen? We're actually like the two worst technological
I don't know something technology wise like I'll give up, and that sounds bad. Normally I'm the one who's like, keep trying, you can do it. No, if I don't know how to like open something, I'm like, I can't do it.
We just, both of us are just like, have no idea about any of the technical stuff, which is a bit of a problem considering we co-host podcasts, just the two of us, and we do it all
ourselves. Editor, no friends.
I don't think we've had a smooth week yet. Have we?
Oh, maybe like week 6.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And
that's probably a week that we didn't actually upload a podcast. Yeah. So
yeah, probably one of the weeks that we just gave up for the week.
Yeah.
So
if you want to be like an editor and not get paid or anything, oh, maybe we could have an intern.
Intern.
Yeah, if you want to be an AA intern, reach out and you can do like slave labor for no cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let us know who's interested in that. Also, if you're interested in making our segment intro songs, no one has messaged us about
or
that.
Or even our, we need a new album cover, I reckon.
Yeah.
About time.
So guys, can you please pick up your...
Pick up your game and message us.
Pick up the slack. What's the thing?
Yeah, pick up your slacks.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you get your shit together, please? You didn't come here to relax, okay? Anyway.
With that being said.
I think we should get into it. Let's intro.
Welcome to my... up home, I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go. So Gladys announced some... I was going to say some ripping, but I was like, I need something to like go with it to make it bigger. The first thing that came to my head was ass ripping news.
Well, it is a bit of ass ripping news.
Yeah. What is it?
Gladys has... she's kind of set an almost date for when we're going to be out of this godforsaken lockdown.
Just to keep you guys in the loop, it's been 3 months.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We've almost caught up to like Melbourne last year.
Only the last few weeks have been like full-on house arrest curfews and all the business, but it's not fun. And they've been saying for a while that when New South Wales gets to 70% double dose vaxxed, there will be some freedoms. And Gladys announced the other day in a little press conference, a little pressy, that around the 18th of October, we should hit that date. And from then, pretty much everything is open in a way for vaccinated people.
Yeah.
So there are still like some restrictions and whatever, but like obviously they weren't going to be like, all right, free for all. But yeah, so now we have something to look forward to.
So apparently it's supposed to open up on the 28th.
28th?
Oh, sorry, the 18th.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to hit it on the 18th and then the following Monday. Yeah. Is, yeah.
So you best believe let's all do a meetup at Sloppo.
Yeah.
We'll post about it on our Instagram stories.
Wait, a club's open? Or is it just pubs?
Maybe we should just do a park meetup.
Yeah.
And we can all just like hang out in the park.
I like that idea.
Or a beach day. Let us know what you guys want to do. Let's all hang out.
We're going to have to do something crazy.
Yeah.
To kick it off. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is.
And it will be for Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
Halloween. Speaking of, we're in the process of figuring out what our costumes are going to be this year.
Yeah. And you know, like, all girls dress hot, cute, whatever. We did that once.
Once.
It didn't sit well, though.
No, it just didn't feel right.
No. And so we really like to think outside the box and just, like, you know, it's like an excuse to embarrass yourself that night without embarrassing yourself.
I agree.
So where did we go as last year?
Last year we were the cast of The Hangover.
Yeah.
I feel like we started the podcast,
our first episode,
just after. Yeah. Because I think we spoke about this in the very first episode. So last year we went as the cast of The Hangover. Abby was, what's his name?
Alan.
The
mentally unstable fat bearded man.
And then I was the baby.
Yeah.
And strapped myself to Abby for half the night, which was fun, but we have to kick it. Like, we can't plateau. Yeah.
And we had the rest of our housemates were the other people in the friendship group. But yeah, this year we need to take it up a notch. So we're just in the brainstorming stages of it. We're not going to let you guys know because it's going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got some crazy ideas,
let us know for three people.
Yeah.
This year. Anyway, but it's looking promising. So keep an eye out for that. In other news, speaking of things that are happening in lockdown that are keeping me going, we've spoken a bit about how the postman is pretty much the only reason that I get up every morning.
Yeah.
Pat. For the packages. And I wanted to ask you, because I don't think we've actually spoken about this. We've spoken about how, not on the podcast, but we've just spoken about how, there's been a lot of like scam messages around circulating, right? Have you been getting the ones telling you have a package coming today?
Yeah. Don't click on it.
I haven't been clicking on it.
Okay.
But isn't that just, what fresh level of hell is
I know, that you person? Know, it's so smart.
Yeah.
But like, that's not okay.
How can you play with my emotions? Yeah, that's
like the distrust level is now like everyone has trust issues.
Yeah. And for people quite sad. Like us who don't actually know what's coming anymore because I've just ordered too many things, it really, like, it's tricked me a few times.
And you know what's annoying is that actually happens. Like, you with certain what is it, delivery partnerships or partners, they actually text you.
Yeah.
Like Amazon. When things from Amazon, because they have all different, you know, warehouses, and some of them are private sellers, some of them are overseas. Some you get texts.
Yeah.
And so, like, I got a text the other day saying my Amazon package was coming, and I was like, "Oh, it is coming." And I clicked on it, blah blah blah. And then, like, so soon after that, I got other ones saying, "Your package that you ordered in July is here."
Yeah.
But, like,
there's so many.
It's not okay.
It's terrible because, like, that's all I have to look forward to. You know, like, don't make that an issue for me as well, please. I already have too many issues. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because I've seen, like, everyone I know is getting these package messages, which, one, is sus, and two, is just mean.
Yeah.
Not here for it, not happy about it. If you are, I don't know, I don't think those people would be listening to the podcast. I think they're like,
they're like scammers and like bots, really.
You know what I picture? Like someone in like a dark
in the basement
room. Yeah, with like three monitors. Like, is it actually like that, or is it just probably not?
I feel like it is, because have you seen the movie? What's it called? It's got Emma Watson. Is that her name? Emma Roberts and one of the Franco brothers, Nerve. Have you seen Nerve?
Yeah, yeah.
You know when, like, at the end they're, like, trying to beat the bots. Mm-hmm. And they're in that, like, underground hub yeah. with, like, the LED lights and shit. That's what I feel like it's like.
Yeah. I'd like to imagine it's
but
like
it's more,
that too.
It's more sad because they're, like, 40 and living in their mum's basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. Anyway, let us know if you've been receiving those text messages too. I wonder if it's just Sydney.
Well, it's. I think so. It's from the QR codes.
Yeah.
That's how they get all our numbers.
Which is dodgy too. We're just trying to do the right thing and check in.
Mm.
Anyway, whatever. Let's move right along.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So this next segment was sent in by Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey, girl.
She wants to know, how do you spot a Karen out in the wild?
How do you spot a Karen?
Would you like to tell us what a Karen is, first
yep.
of all?
Karen is a stereotypical, kind of like a middle-aged white mum who has all the entitlement in the world,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. They think that they're hot shit and that, you know, they want everyone to play by the rules, but it's okay for them to break the rules. And they're probably just like a bitch and trying to put you in your place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
I agree. Yeah, I think she just like... Someone put the wrong kind of milk in her Cheerios this morning and she's a bit grumpy.
Yeah.
I feel like Karens shop a lot at like Kmart. Karen is the girl, the woman you see walking around with the big trolley full of stuff that you know she doesn't need from Kmart.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Kmart's a good place to spot a Karen.
Yeah. A Karen is also on the sidelines of their kids' like soccer match.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So she's probably the one that rocks up with the soccer van.
Yeah.
And the big white van, 8 kids run out of it. And, you know, she's standing on the sidelines yelling at all the kids.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
Also maybe bitching to the other mum next to her saying that these kids are shit and they shouldn't be on the field, yeah. but their kid's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Karen's kids are always the best at everything.
Yeah.
As far as Karen is concerned.
Yeah.
There's like the stereotypical Karen haircut, but I feel yeah. like you don't see that much anymore. I think Karens have found a way to hide themselves.
They've evolved a little.
A little bit.
Yeah. So it used to be the shorter Justin Bieber flick hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or the short spiky. At the back and the long at the front, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
Like, what was the name of the mom on Dance Moms that had that? Brooke and Paige's mum.
Kelly. Mm.
Kelly had a Karen haircut.
Yeah.
Karen is the lady at the restaurant whose voice you can hear from the other side of the room complaining about her food.
Yeah,
she's always got
say,
a problem.
She's the one who sends the food back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever sent your food back?
I have, but there was a reason to, and that's the first time I've ever done it.
Yeah, right.
It was because it was frozen in the middle.
Oh, that'll do it.
Have you ever sent anything back?
No, but I'm scared of everyone, so.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of am not super picky, so, like, even if I'm not happy about it, I'll just eat it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have dietary requirements or anything. Anyway.
Do you remember when you ate Tyler's meal and then Tyler ate your meal?
That was so funny.
That was so funny. I literally could not stop laughing. That shit's just so funny. Like, yeah. it doesn't sound funny being like, oh, they ate my meal. But, like,
no,
when you're sitting
the
there,
moment.
You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I always feel terrible
And
about
if anything, it.
It
tastes better.
Yeah.
Because, like, subconsciously you know it's not yours.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, sorry. Karens.
Karens.
Mm.
Do you have any other... Karen, I'm sure there are plenty.
She's like, she's really pale with a lot of freckles mm-hmm. and is probably very sunburnt, mm-hmm. I feel. And she wears a hat, but the hat is the one without the head of the hat. It's like the headband
visor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I was actually just thinking then, what do Karens wear?
Yeah. She also wears low-rise jeans with a thick belt and like yeah. matching cowboy boots.
Yeah, or I feel like the flowy pants with the elephant print on them, like the Bali ones.
Yeah,
Karens love a Bali loose pant.
Karens also love a good like kimono dress.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little wrap
like a rip-off Camilla
yeah
number.
Yeah, they're a big fan of that. What are Karens drink? Oh, that's fun.
Okay, you go.
I think Karens are a white wine.
Like a cheap South
But like Blanc. A cheap white wine. Mm. Yeah. What do you reckon a Karen's cocktail is?
Oh, I feel like she's a classic pina colada girl.
Yeah, I feel like Karens go off for a pina colada.
Yeah, because I feel like they would be offended by espresso toonie because that's a breakfast thing, you know?
Agreed,
so
yeah.
Pina colada, it's like milky-ish, and so they froth that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, what would they order at the restaurant?
Are we like a cafe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I feel like Karens are a... What?
No, you go. I know what they'd order.
Maybe like a, Eggs Benedict kind of...
Oh, okay.
Kind of lady. Yeah. What were you going to say?
A scone.
Karens love a scone and a cuppa.
A scone with jam and cream.
That's a Karen meal.
That's a Karen meal, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Karens only eat scones. Mm. Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah. Or some raisin toast. I feel like they're a raisin toast bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Someone commented on one of our TikToks saying that I was going to be a Karen when I was older. I'm like the least Karen. Like, I've never sent a meal back. I don't like confrontation. I don't understand. What were we talking about?
I think
about?
They just got a bad glimpse of you.
What was I going on about in the TikTok? Bloody hell.
I don't know. I don't even think it was anything bad. I was probably going off more than you.
I think it's because my hair was in a claw clip. Some girls look pretty in a claw clip. I apparently look like a Karen. So.
No, you don't. That person just wanted to get a rise out of you.
That's right.
Or they just want to get likes on their comment. That's like why people comment hate, is they want to get likes on it.
Yeah. Did you see someone commented on a few weeks ago, we did that TikTok about Yaz got sent this message on Tinder from a guy saying that her eyes were too far apart. And some guy commented and was like, yeah, I shouldn't have sent that to her, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't him.
Yeah.
I was like, can you go chase that clout elsewhere, please, sir?
Yeah, you're not getting that clout from us.
No. And also, the TikTok didn't go very well. There was like 5 comments.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like he was bloody raking in the followers. But anyway.
Oh, true. Anyway, so if you know a Karen.
Yeah. If you are a Karen.
You know, some things might have to change. And it's for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we don't make the rules, but...
But we do.
Yeah, but yeah, Karens are out.
Yeah. Agreed. If you have any other ideas on a Karen, if we miss something really important, please let us know. Our DMs are always open, or this will probably be a TikTok. Anyway, relationship deal breakers.
If you're a Karen.
If you're a Karen. Well, everything is a deal breaker if you're a Karen.
Yeah, true.
Nothing is good enough for a Karen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're in a relationship. I feel like it's kind of early on. Once you're out of the honeymoon period, that's when you really learn a lot about a person.
Oh, so we're already in a relationship.
Yeah, I think so. Like, there's not like, we've been through the dating red flags and it's like, oh, if he, I don't know, chews with his mouth full or something, whatever.
But it's not once, a red flag, that's a nick.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But once you're in the relationship, you know, people get comfortable. You're not so worried about what the other person's thinking anymore. And that's when your true colors really start to show.
Mm.
And I feel like that's when maybe you'll see some deal breakers that you didn't see before.
Mm.
For example, I don't think you can tell how messy someone is until you're already in the relationship. A deal breaker for me is like if someone leaves like empty alcohol bottles.
Be careful what you say with this one.
What?
Because you're messy.
No, but I wouldn't be messy at someone else's house, I mean.
Okay.
Like, I mean, like if someone comes to your house and leaves their shit everywhere. But more what I mean is... when people leave like alcohol bottles and stuff in your car.
Oh yeah.
That's just rude. Okay.
No, not alcohol, just mess in your car.
Leaves rubbish in your car.
Like
whatever.
A Macca's bag, like receipts, like, you know, that's your mess. You take it with you. I'm not your mum. I'm not cleaning it up.
An accident once or maybe twice, that's okay. But if they constantly leave crap in my car, it's over. Abby, do you have any?
Yeah. So, I feel like, Before you get in a relationship, you need to have a couple of really drunk, sloppy nights. Otherwise, once you're in the relationship and that's never surfaced before, that can be a big deal breaker.
Yeah, like if he's aggressive when he drinks or something.
Yeah, or just like, you know how, like, you go through different nights sometimes where you're, like, one night you are so sloppy and just a outright annoying, not you, but like, you know, you in general.
You're like, Amy, this is an intervention.
This is you. You're so sloppy. But you know what I mean? You're annoying. Yeah. You're like, yelling at, like, And that is the biggest ick. Like, my God, that's disgusting. But so you need to have a couple of nights with them to see what comes out in that situation. Yeah.
The truth comes out when you're drunk.
Yeah.
It really does.
What is the saying? Drunk words are sober thoughts.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
The other person in the relationship suddenly thinks that it's okay to, like, tell you that they don't like your makeup or what you're wearing or that you should change or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, if they, like, comment on or, like, I don't know, try to tell you what to wear or things like that. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, not even in, like, a way of, like, not even being like, oh, you look so good in that dress. Can you wear that dress again tonight?
Yeah,
no, more of like a, is that what you're going to wear? Why does your makeup look orange? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I agreed. If it comes from a place of like, I think you look beautiful, but maybe that's not the right vibe for tonight. You know what I mean? If it comes from
a nice place. Yeah, but still that's not even their place to say.
No, I agree. But like if it's trying to come from a nice place, fair enough. But if it's just like, oh, I don't think that you look nice tonight. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't tell me that I'm pretty every 5 seconds, then it's over. That's what I think about that.
Okay. I think it's a deal breaker when they don't want or don't offer to have you hang out with their friends and their family and, like, like when they don't invite you to other events, you know?
Yeah, because that's kind of like, I don't really want you around.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good one.
Yeah, because a lot of the times early on, like, you know, people are trying to be the best version of themselves. So they're like being really nice and blah, blah, blah. But then, like, obviously when they're with their mates, they're talking shit. Obviously they're still nice and whatever. But, you know, they're not trying to, like, bridge the gap.
Agreed.
That's a deal breaker.
Agreed.
A deal breaker is when they leave the toilet seat up.
Yes. Agreed. Just, it's a lack of thought. Anyway.
Like, is it really that hard to just put it down?
No. If he suddenly thinks it's okay to talk about all of his past, you know, now that you're out of the gates, he's like, okay, cool, things are solid now. Anyway, so one time I dated this girl and she was like this, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no thanks.
I'd be like, I don't need to know.
You don't have a history. There's no such thing as life before me.
I'm the only girl you've ever seen and thought was pretty, and that's all I need to know about. Thank you. If he suddenly gets an STI or STD, probably a deal breaker for me. Probably.
Probably. And you probably would have that STD as well.
Which is probably a deal breaker for me.
Right. If he starts, like, selling drugs on the street, probably a deal breaker for me.
Probably a deal breaker. Yeah. But if he starts getting in a lot of fights, deal breaker for me.
Right.
I can't handle that. I don't care how big your muscles are. Put them away.
If he introduces me to his older brother, deal breaker because now I'm dating the older brother.
Fair call. If he has hotter friends than himself, deal breaker for me.
Now I'm dating the Duff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, right?
Can't be the Duff dater.
No. If he wears clothes, deal breaker. Be naked all the time.
Yeah. actually, speaking of clothes, if he wears those, like, cargo pants that are, like, tied around the ankles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what about the ones that zip off at the knee?
That's a deal breaker for me. If he owns a pair of them, even if he doesn't wear them.
If he legitimately wears a bum bag.
Yeah.
Where a bum bag goes, like, not around the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even then, I'm not super keen on that, but.
If he says that he wants to show me something and then plugs his phone in and starts muzzing.
I was literally about to say, if he muzzes at parties, deal breaker for me. Speaking of plugging your phone in and showing something, if he writes raps for you, like, you know what I mean? If he's like a freestyle rapper, but he's not very good at it. If he's good at it, fair enough, that's your craft. But if he's not very good at it and he writes raps and makes me listen to them all the time, deal breaker for me.
You know, there's all these, like, memes going around being like, when you get through the camera roll phase with your boyfriend, being like, you've gotten past that, which is like, this happens with every guy ever. Like, one night, he'll just show you every single fucking photo in his camera roll.
What's with that? Or Snapchat memories?
I don't know.
Every Snapchat memory.
And like, do I need, I don't need to see the time where you and 10 of your mates were both had two darts in each of your hands yeah. and it was the happiest moment of your life at schoolies. At schoolies. I need to know that? Do I need to see that? Like, oh my God. And then amazing. I don't need to see you and your friend with a Snapchat, the dog Snapchat filter yeah. on 5 years ago. That's they go funny. Through the whole camera roll yeah. and you're lying next to them like, uh-huh. Oh, that's funny.
That looks fun.
Who's that girl again?
Yeah, that's a good one. Abby, you might disagree with this one, but if he posts like thirst trap TikToks, I don't want any part of that. How can you do that seriously? That's all I have to say. Deal breaker for me.
Well, you were correct.
Yeah, I thought I might be. Abby loves an e-boy.
They're not all e-boys. And like, no, I know what you mean, the cringe thirst trap. Yeah. But the ones of like, oh my God, I'm going to sound like every typical girl ever. Like the ones of Noah Beck and like Vinnie Hacker. Oh my gosh, I love Vinnie Hacker. But like those ones, they're yeah. fine because they are hot.
They are hot.
And they're not doing it. They're doing it seriously, but they make fun of it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, if they're poking fun at it, I think that's fine. But I just can't get past the image in my head of a boy holding a phone there and like biting his lip and stuff. That makes me feel weird. I don't even like when girls do that. Like that's not a gender thing. That's like if anyone does thirsty video selfies and stuff, I'm like, I don't understand. Anyway, but you do you. If you feel, if that makes you feel good, go for it. I'm just saying it's a deal breaker for me in a relationship. If I look over and he's there like watching himself on TikTok.
Well, he wouldn't do it with you there.
Well, if he did, it would be a deal breaker. If he doesn't kill the spiders, deal breaker for me.
Yeah. If he treats you like his mum, not his girl, deal breaker.
Yeah, if he makes you like clean stuff for him or like do his dishes or something.
Or like get laundry. Like what the hell? Yeah. I'm not your slave.
Mm-hmm.
Deal breaker.
Makes
you drive in places. Deal breaker. You're the man in this relationship. You're supposed to drive and I'm supposed to look pretty in the passenger
exactly
seat.
Exactly right. And you're supposed to put your hand on my thigh and it's supposed to be a nice moment.
Yes. I can't be driving and put my hand on your thigh.
That would be weird.
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you feel a bit powerful though?
No, I think we were joking about it.
Oh, okay.
And I did it, and then he was like, wow, this actually feels nice. Like, I know what you mean now. And I'm pretty sure I was like, what? Do you have any more?
I don't. I mean, yeah, probably, but not off the top of my head. Speaking of boys and being gross and deal breakers, I have one more. If he has sweaty, smelly, stinky, untrimmed balls.
Ooh, that is a deal breaker. Amy.
Yes, Abby.
Did you know that winter's over?
I had heard that.
Oh my gosh. You know what season it is?
It's autumn now.
Scary season.
Scary season.
Nothing scarier than hairy pubes.
Exactly right, Abby. I could not agree with you more.
Right.
And there's only one way to fix your hairy pubes.
Yep.
What is that?
Shave them.
With?
Manscaped.
That's right. So, Manscaped have just come out with their Lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah, guys.
We like to call it the Batmobile of shaving utensils.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about it, Abby?
It's really just going to get those spooky pubes in check, ready for Halloween and for autumn.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it has a ceramic cutting blade thanks to their advanced skin safe technology.
Exactly.
It has an LED light which you can turn on and off for a more precise shape.
Mm-hmm.
It has a travel lock so that it doesn't cut up all your bits and pieces in your traveling.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Has a 7,000 RPM motor.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's the good stuff.
Yeah.
We don't know a lot about cars. You've learned that, but I think that's a big
I think
motor.
That's equivalent to about 6 cylinders.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get the Lawnmower 4.0, we have a code for you. It's AA Meeting, all in capital letters, at www.manscaped.com. That'll get you...
Yeah, 20% off and free shipping.
Woohoo!
So if you wanted to get the lawnmower in a little set, they have the Perfect Package 4.0, which comes with the ball toner and ball deodorant, so the Crop Reviver and the Crop Preserver, which just smell amazing.
They actually really do.
Yeah.
Also comes with...
It just squirted in Amy's eye.
I guess I'll just do a little test run.
Oh, okay. It also comes with two free gifts, mm-hmm. a toiletries bag, and it also comes with some knickers. Some male some knickers.
High performance boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abby.
Which is silky smooth. It also comes with a newspaper, which is for
catching
your...
catching the pubes.
Yeah, for catching the pubes and locking them away. Exactly. Lock and load, right. Chaka.
Lock and load. If you're not interested in the Lawnmower 4.0, though, or you already have it, and you're looking at doing another order, there's heaps of other stuff on their site. They've got t-shirts, which we haven't worn in a while. We need
to
bring out our t-shirts next week. Anyway, they've got t-shirts, they've got like nose and whatever trimmers.
Ear trimmers, they've got foot deodorants. Mm-hmm.
And our personal favourite, the shears.
The shears.
We talk about these every week and I know that like people are probably like, okay, it's literally not that exciting.
Yeah, they're probably like, they're supposed to talk about... No, we're not supposed to talk about the shears, but we talk about them every freaking week.
We love them.
They're so good. And I will say that like... I got these for my dad for Father's Day. He fiends them. He loves them. My mom literally just yesterday said that she bought a bunch of the shears to go in like Christmas presents for
That's
people.
That's a good idea. So it's never too early. Them? Okay, so we've got this week. I'm going to get it right. There's tweezers, nail scissors, nail clippers, and nail file. Is that right?
Yeah.
I've killed it! all in this cute little
magnetic case. Yeah.
High qual, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Max, it's great for traveling, great to just like have on your basin in your bathroom or you know whatever you like, and they are dirt cheap, really.
Are we allowed to say that?
Well, it's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
So, if you want to get any of this stuff or just have a bit of a browse of everything else that they've got on their site, go to www.manscaped.com and at checkout, use our code AAMeeting, all in capitals, for 20% off and free shipping.
Lovely.
You won't regret it.
You will not.
Neither will your pubes.
Exactly. Thanks, Manscaped.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, we have had someone send in a little advice question thingamajiggy.
Cool.
If she wants to be anonymous. Okay, so she's been asked to be kept anonymous. So from Anon. So, I live with my sister and her husband, and lately I've been talking to this guy who's not only one of my brother-in-law's friends, but also one of his bosses at his work. So, she's talking to her sister's husband's boss.
Power move.
Nice. We've stayed with each other a few times, but it was very PG, lame, in brackets. But that wasn't me saying lame, she said lame.
Boring.
But I know if I sleep with him, I'll be talked about at his work, and that just puts me and my brother-in-law in an awkward situation. But the boss, let's call him the hot boss, love it, is much older than me and not to mention really, really hot. I don't know what to do. My sister and brother-in-law say they don't care.
Oh, so they know about it.
But yeah, but I know they will care if it happens. I know I should probably stop, but it's the whole forbidden fruit thing that's getting me that's keeping me going. I need your help. What do I do? So she's had the conversation. That's why I thought this one was interesting, because we always say like, you've just got to have the conversation and see if
and
the
she
sister...
got given the green light.
Yes, but she thinks that they're still going to be weird about it.
Well, that sounds like a them problem because they've given her the green light.
Yeah, true. If they do get upset, then like it's... But I think she's more worried that he's going to go to work and everyone's going to know that his sister-in-law slept with the boss. But then... Why are they talking about
it? Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I know boys chat is boys chat, you know. But like if he's a boss of a company or whatever this is, an office, like he should be respectful and he probably wouldn't be chatting like the boys her age, because she's like our age and it sounds like the sister and the fiance and stuff is a bit older.
I think that's a good point. He's obviously, and she said he's a lot older than me,
he shouldn't go back around to the boys and be like, I slammed her and do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But if he is the kind of person to do that, then maybe you shouldn't. You know what I mean? That's my idea.
I agree.
That. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, no, that's kind of it. And I understand the whole thing that she's saying, like the forbidden fruit, wanting what you can't have. So like, Yeah. If he's like mature about it and you know that he's not going to go off and be a dick about it,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, go for gold.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. But if you're getting the vibes that he is doing that, then maybe it is just a forbidden fruit situation.
Yeah, agreed. And also your sister and her husband have said that they're okay with it. Even if they're not okay with it, they've said they are. Mm. So that's their own fault if they get upset.
Mm. True.
Lovely. Sticky dates.
Yes, sticky dates.
We got fun.
Sticky dates today.
We
got two. Both anonymous. All right. Okay. So the first one is, I was getting my nails done one morning when I got a message from a boy who was sort of in my DMs, but I wouldn't say that we were talking or anything. He was asking me why I was at the shops because he saw I was there on my snap maps.
Okay.
Okay, he's honest. Start, yeah. I told him I was getting my nails done, not really thinking too much of it. Like 10 minutes into my appointment, I saw this boy walk past and I was kind of like, what the fuck? When I left, he was waiting outside for me and asked me to go for a coffee. And I was like, whatever. I'm in a busy shopping center, so I won't get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Good logic there.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up telling me his life story and I was stuck there for ages. I ended up blocking him on socials after because A, he told me that he'd been wanting to see me for ages and I replied to him jokingly, oh, you could have just sussed out my Instagram. And he was like, I do daily. And B, when I told my dad when I got home, he was like, that ever happens again, you call me. Like, you literally just got stalked.
Yeah.
Lesson learned, though. You don't have to be polite and go on a coffee date with the guy who legit looked at where you are and came to you, and only have your snap maps on for trusted people.
Yeah, that's the advice I was going to give her. But also, why would you tell someone that you're, like, if you do use snap maps to see where people are, you don't tell them that you're looking at their snap maps to see where they are.
I don't know. He sounds crazy.
Yeah, he has some issues of his own, I think. Oh, that's really scary.
Yeah.
Imagine, and like when you're getting your nails done, you're kind of stuck there, you know, like there's nowhere to run. And it would have been like clear windows. And
she's like,
that was really uncomfortable. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Okay.
Okay. She goes, this is my friend's story, but I have permission to share.
Ooh, love it.
She met this guy on Tinder and it was established that it was just going to be a hookup situation, no relationship. So she went over to his house one night and as they were about to do the deed, she ended up getting her period all over the bed sheets. She said, she's so embarrassed, but she strips the bed and puts the sheets in the washing machine. And as she's doing that, he asks her to do a load of his laundry. She is such a sweetheart and she ended up doing it. Anyway, the sheets were a little stained because it was such a heavy flow. And he gets so mad at her because it turns out they aren't actually at his place. They're at his mate's house that also happens to be her co-worker. And she had no idea, so she left straight away. Fast forward to a week later, he messages her asking for $100 to buy new sheets because his mate is asking why it is all stained. His nickname is now Bedsheets Boy.
Oh my god. Oh my. Okay, I have a lot of questions. One, so he must be, was he staying at his mate's, why did he have heaps of laundry at his mate's place?
I don't know.
Was she doing his mate's laundry?
I don't know. Well, it sounds like maybe he was like house sitting or something.
Right. Oh my god.
So she did his laundry.
We literally just said 5 minutes ago, if he makes you do his laundry, relationship deal breaker, let alone red flag on the first event.
That's cooked. Yeah. And then he's like, this isn't actually my bed or my house. This is my housemates who's actually your coworker.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. So we don't know this, do we? If the co-worker knows that it was her.
No, well, he said that you need to pay him. She's like, you need to pay me $100 because my mate is asking why the sheets are all stained. So he hasn't told the mate,
right,
but he wants $100 to replace the sheets.
Wow. Some people.
the audacity.
I don't understand the thought process there.
I don't know. I like, yeah, the audacity that some people have.
That's full on. So to your friend, sorry you went through that.
Yeah.
Funny story to tell though.
Yeah.
And I love that he has a nickname now.
Big story. Bedsheet boy.
Bedsheet boy. That's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so those are the sticky dates for today. Mm-hmm. If you've got some sticky dates in the bank that you want to send through.
Mm-hmm. Or DM your friend's sticky dates. Yeah. Like yeah. Make sure you get their permission first. But
yep.
Yeah, please. Instagram DMs whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Shit, we don't understand?
Yes.
Yes. so today I'm guessing something that when I suggested it, Abby said she learned this at school. So maybe everyone learned this at school and I was sick that day or something. But I really don't know the answer.
Right.
We love avocados in this house.
We do. We are those basic white girls who loved a good smash avo on toast.
Exactly right. And because there's three of us and we all get our own bags of avocados, there's at least 20 avocados in our fruit bowl at all times.
Yes.
And everyone knows the trick where like you put your bananas on your avocado, like if they're next to each other, it ripens the avocado. And I don't understand how what happens there. What's the science behind that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm guessing today. Okay, so my first guess is that the banana skin maybe has some kind of like gives off some kind of chemical that you can't see. And that chemical, when it touches the avocado skin, has a reaction.
So
I was playing with the thing again.
From touching.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. But it's not like a chemical from skin to skin?
It's not a chemical.
Okay.
It's like, it's not a, technically it could be, but like, no, not a chemical.
Okay. Maybe the vitamins in the banana skin but it's not touching. What then, how? Would it still work, here's my question, if they were sitting next to each other but they weren't touching?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I'm confused.
So it's not touch.
Okay. Maybe the banana smell... the avocado soaks in something from the banana, like a smell or an aroma, a vibe. The vibes. Is it the vibes?
No. But it's not a smell, but it's something's happening.
It's soaking something in?
Yeah, something. Well, not soaking it in, but, you know, something's been released from the nana.
Okay, so I was right with it goes from nana to avocado. That's good. Like, I was wondering if it was...
Also, it's... bananas ripen all fruits, just by the way.
What? That's kind of cool.
Mm.
Okay, there's a... It's not a smell. It's not a vibe. It's not an aroma. Which is a smell. It's not a vitamin. It's not a chemical. It's a... I'll just guess it anyway. Like there's some kind of protein in the banana skin that has like a bacteria. Is there a bacteria?
No.
No.
It's you gotta keep going with the smell. Not smell, but like what is the smell in? Like where's the smell? Do you know what I mean? Is that helping you?
Is it in the skin or is it not in the skin?
Don't think about the skin. You have this obsession with the skin. You said skin like 20 times. I'm just trying to ignore it.
Okay, so maybe the banana inside the skin has a... I'm picturing like... Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's this?
Like a... not like a chemical, it's a
I know I do
What's the first letter?
G.
G. There's a... is it a j sound or a g sound? A germ.
A ghost sound.
Is this the name of this thing, or is it like
no,
the
process? This is it's not the process, but okay. this should ripple effect the process. Like in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So like once you hear this word, then you'll be like, oh, okay, this would happen, you know? Oh my God, what happens when you fart?
Gas! I guess that's not a chemical. That's the word I was. Yeah,
I know.
I can picture like
going like this.
Okay, so there's some the banana lets off a gas.
Yeah. What? Well, this is the word that I had to Google because I didn't know what the gas was called. Do you want me to tell you what the gas was called, and then you can guess how that gas then also how does it do the?
Do I know the name of the gas?
No.
Okay, go for it.
It's the gas is called ethane.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ethene, is that how you say it?
I think
ethene.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I did have learnt this at school.
Yeah.
But it was like we were learning about gases and it was just mentioned.
Right.
It wasn't like a thing that I remembered. Right, okay, so it lets off that gas.
Yeah.
And does the avocado like absorb it, or is it like...
Like kind of. They're not like looking for the gas, but how does the gas... it more like has an impact on the fruits.
Maybe it's not, the purpose isn't to make it ripe. Maybe it like, it actually like deteriorates the fruit, but it's because it's so ripe that it has to go, so not ready that it has to go through the ready stage and then get bad.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that it just, like, speeds up the process of the fruit getting old or, like, going off.
Yeah, so it, like, breaks down, like, the cell walls of the fruit. And then I think it turns, like, ripens it, obviously. So it turns, like, starches into sugars and, like, that kind of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's all that gas.
Right. I didn't know that bananas ripen everything.
I think it's just more known that it's avocado, but they can ripen apples and stuff. But apparently they're supposed to go in like a brown paper bag. That's what we learned.
I've heard that. But it works the way we do it. We just stack them on top of each other.
Yeah, but I reckon that's why a lot of our avocados rotten as well, because there's just like so many bananas and so many avocados, and the bananas are just letting off some gas.
Yeah, they're real gassy over there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm.
The more you know.
Exactly.
Very good. Question of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question today is, if every animal in the world was the same size as a horse, what do you think would be the best animal, or would be your animal of choice to ride into battle with?
Right.
To fight the bad guys.
Yeah.
Do you have any to kick us off?
Well, it depends. Mm-hmm. Because, like, do you want to be a frontliner? You know, like, do you want to get into battle first and die first? If yes, leopard.
Ah, fast one. You know? That's a good idea.
If not, ant.
Mm.
You know?
Imagine a horse-sized ant. That's terrifying.
Ugh.
I was going to say frog because they can, and they would jump really high because they're really big, and okay. Maybe they can jump on the enemies. You know what I mean?
Squish them.
A pig would be all right because they're so fat. A pig would
plow down anything.
Yeah. A horse-sized pig. That's a good one.
And then there'd be a lot of pork, bacon afterwards.
Mm-hmm. That's gross. I'm trying to think of something that's really small that would be really, like a...
Oh my God, imagine a snake.
A horse-sized snake. That's really scary.
It's like from Harry Potter.
Yeah. It would only be a little bit bigger, but like a horse-sized lion would be scary because they're pretty ferocious. Or like, I'm trying to think of like a tiny little, like a bug or something that stings you. A horse-sized bee.
A wasp. Because it can fly, it can sting, it's got the scare factor because it's fucking ugly.
Mm. Yeah, that's
and people
one.
Would be allergic to it.
Yeah, true. Lots of people have wasp allergies. Yeah. I've only learned that recently. I was going to say a horse-sized spider, but I don't think that it would be very good in battle. I think it would just be scary.
I feel like the legs, you'd lose the legs pretty easily.
Yeah, people could cut off your legs.
Mm.
I like the wasp one.
Mm. I would not like to actually sit on it, but no, I think that that would be the best one.
I agree.
What about some water animals?
Yeah, if
some
it was
aquatic
fart
ones.
In the pool.
A fart in the pool, yeah.
Like a piranha.
Ooh. What's that piranha. One with the...
Oh, from Finding Nemo?
Yeah, with the light in front of it.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, that's a
That'd
good
be crazy.
Apparently, there's all sorts of like scary looking animals or sea animals down really deep because there's like no light, so they all evolve really weird. And apparently, they're all like little mutants. So any of them, horse-sized, I wouldn't want to fight against.
Yeah.
I was going to say horse-sized shark, but they're already pretty close. Aren't they?
Yeah, sharks are pretty big.
Mm.
Maybe a crab?
Horse-sized crab.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've got the... Comes snappers. With its own weapon.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I was going to say a good one, leeches.
Horse-sized leech.
Because it could just, like, literally eat everyone.
People at camp used to like look for leeches and like put them on them so that they could be like, look at the leech I got.
No, they still, I get goosebumps when I think about it.
I would just get leeches. Like it would just happen and I wouldn't know. And one time I looked down, this leech was fucking massive. Mm. Like it'd been gnawing on me for hours probably.
That's really scary. Kind of similar, a horse-sized tick. Because they like dig in.
And they, like, paralyze you.
Yeah, they feck you up.
Yeah. What were they thinking when they created those fuckers?
Right? Some animals and stuff I look at and I go, there is no purpose other than for you to cause terror, you know?
Mm. Well, they're like a rough draft of something else.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll evolve into something really scary.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
I think that's it.
Lovely. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, our personal Instagrams as well. Everything's linked down below. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. We have 4.9 stars at the moment, which is just really not good.
Some
enough.
People have given us 1 star, and I think it's as a joke, but like, don't
it's
do that,
funny.
Guys.
It ruins our rating.
Yeah, that's not fun.
There's one rating on there, and they've like written it too. It's 1 stars, and it says love it. So I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, I think so too.
But that's why we have 4.9 stars. So if you could just, if that's you, can you please go fix that?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, follow us on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to our past episodes. I might be a little bit biased, but I do think that last week was one of our funniest episodes ever, so you should go listen to that if you want to after this one.
Yeah, I think that's we're gonna wrap it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping you have a great September.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah, and we hope that soon we'll be able to see you all and, like, go out with you. And, we can all have a lot of fun together. And if you ever see us out in public, make sure you say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're just really grateful for all you little cuties.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're what's keeping us keeping on.
Exactly right. You and the postman.
Yeah.
And Gladys. Who we don't get to see every morning anymore, so it's just you guys and the postman.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, we'll see you next week for more fun.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. With that,
bye, besties, and stay sexy. You.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss the lyrics. Let's go.